So here's my standard example of something which doesn't give massive parallelism. It's actually another way of doing some of the problems in the previous world. So I mean, having come from England, there was a famous battle in England called the Battle of Hastings, where the English king called Harold was meant to have looked up in the eye, and then an arrow which was launched by the French came down and landed in his eye, and he died. So now, in order to simulate the Battle of Hastings, and if you were a typical military war gamer, you would not use a so-called time step simulation. You will not take all the archers and the pikemen and the commanders at time t and evolve them to time t plus delta t. Rather, you would use what's called an event-driven simulation. You would model this battle as a set of events. Archer number 23 launches an arrow which goes through the air and lands in a certain place. Archer number 25 launches an arrow, blah, blah, blah. And an event-driven simulation is characterized by viewing the world as a bunch of events. The events have times, and the algorithm for executing an event-driven simulation is look at the set of events that you have and find the earliest event and execute it. That will then generate other events, add those other events to the queue, execute the next lowest event, and so on. So that's called an event-driven simulation, which is a very important simulation paradigm. In my model, you can do the Battle of Hastings, which is a problem, either by time-step simulation or by event-driven simulation. Time-step simulation is more accurate. Event-driven simulation is an approximation to the time-step simulation, because if you think about it, it makes no sense to say, here's an arrow, goes to the air for 25 seconds and then lands, because there might be a tree in the way. And in an event-driven simulation, you do not do that. You ignore such things. You approximate the world as a bunch of events with definite times. You do not carefully simulate as a function of time and see what's happening. You do this because you save huge factors in compute time. So this is called an asynchronous problem class, and it has no good parallelism because it's essentially sequential. You've got to have an event, list of events. And so this is an example of a problem class which is not, although the underlying problem is data parallel, we formulated it numerically in a non-data parallel fashion. Because there is no data parallelism, because we have an event parallelism. Those events are labeled in time. So we map this into a set of events labeled by time. Cannot be parallelized in any simple way. If you look at the work on data on event-driven simulation, which is very important, it's extremely difficult to get in significant parallelism. You've got to use shared memory, because you've got to get very low latency communication, because it's an intrinsically sequential problem.